B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Troy? How can we help you?
Hey, so I've been seeing this girl, Sarah. You know, we went on 3 or 4 dates. And last time we saw each other, things got awkward and she wound up leaving my apartment. I don't know what happened.
Jesus. Well, now we're getting right into it, aren't we?
All right, it's perfect. I don't have to ask. Okay, so what'd you do?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out why she left. I mean, I don't have any Donald Trump sex dolls laying around my house or anything like that.
You Damn. Like the second date update, don't you?
Yeah, I was going to ask him that, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so no Donald Trump sex dolls, nothing weird that she could have found like that. Anything that you possibly said, did?
Not that I can remember offhand. We were having a great time, and then all of a sudden she just goes into the kitchen and gets up and leaves.
So you can't think of anything that might have made her like just get up and bounce? Especially after a couple dates, which is weird, but...
I mean, we had a date scheduled, her family member passed, and... I went to the wake. I even helped clean up.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I'd been doing all the right things. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, that is nice of you to help.
All right. This is going to sound weird, but you know what? I'm just going to go there. Did you have sex with somebody that you met at the freaking wake?
No, I would never do something like that. I mean, there was a lot of attractive women there.
But, you know. Okay.
Hey, don't even say that.
I mean, okay, could have just said no.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, you know, we'll try and call her for you next, all right? Let's get back to the second date update on the 10th. All right, we just spoke to Troy. I'm confused because he says, according to him, there's nothing weird in his house that would have turned off this girl, Sarah. Yet, when she went to his house, she, like, abruptly left. He says that they've had some great dates. Everything was cool up until that point. So, I'm just going to... One more time. Let me ask one more time. Is there anything that you might have said that you think Sarah might say is the reason that she hasn't gotten back to you?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay, perfect. Let's just call her then. Stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Sarah?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. I'm sorry for waking you up so early. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station, and I can explain why we're calling. It's a good thing. Somebody gave us your number, somebody that you know, a gentleman, and he said that he would love to take you out on a date to see if you guys hit it off. And we... We'll pay for the date. So basically, here's the offer. If you say yes to a date with this gentleman, whose name I'm going to tell you because you know him, we will pay for whatever restaurant that you choose to go to. We'll pay for the meal. We'll pay for the drinks, all that stuff. No, there's no price limit, so you can go ham. So okay. So does that sound amenable so far?
I guess.
Perfect. Okay, so the gentleman's name is Troy, and he said that you guys have hung out before.
No, I'm okay. Thanks for calling.
Wait. Oh, please don't hang up. So, he told us that last time you guys were together, you kind of abruptly left his house. And he seems confused as to why, because he said that, you know, you guys had a really good chemistry before then. And that he said that he doesn't have anything weird that would make you just get up and leave. And he doesn't believe he said anything weird that would make you just get up and leave. That's his side of the story.
I'm just not interested. So thanks for calling.
So what happened? You just like realize that he's not your type after a couple dates?
Well, like a week or two ago, there was an unexpected passing in my family. We had a gathering at my house afterwards, and Troy was actually great. He came and helped and helped me get the house ready and clean up afterwards and everything. When we were cleaning up, there was like tons of like food that had been out all day, and I was like, can you just like, we put it in a trash bag, and I was like, just kick it out to the dumpster. So the next day I go to his house and I open up the fridge to get a water, and I see all this food, and I'm looking at it, and it's the literal food from the trash from the wake at my house. Yeah, he'd taken not only like leftover funeral food, but food from literal trash bags, and basically stolen it and put it in his fridge.
What?
Okay, wait. I'm just going to... Sarah, Troy is on the phone, and he was listening, saying...
Sarah.
Please say that's a misunderstanding.
That can't be true, dude.
Listen. Do you know how much food was at that wake? do you know how expensive that food is? You're going to throw that food out?
Yeah, I mean, it's been out all day.
Listen, the food wasn't even mixed with trash, okay? It was just food mixed with food. I mean,
in the trash.
I don't mind mixing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there was no trash in the bag. Do you understand?
But it wasn't all brand new food. Yeah, but it wasn't all brand new food. It was food that people ate.
I mean, some of it had some bite marks in it. But
okay, this is too much.
Okay.
Too much.
Once you put food in the fridge, you know, it kills the germs. So if you, that's what you're talking about.
No, that's not how that works.
Did you immediately bring it home and put it in the refrigerator?
I did.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't make it better, though. Yeah, I'm sorry. It doesn't.
It isn't out all day.
Sarah, do you want to see Troy? Troy, can you guarantee that you won't do this again?
I don't care if he's going to do it again.
I'm not a wasteful person, so I can't guarantee that.
Oh, my God. I'm really trying to help. I really... okay, Sarah, so do you want to see Trash Troy again?
No.
I f***ed you all. I love that pasta.
My God.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
All right, next time you have sex, even if you're having the time of your life, you know your game is on point. Just make sure you you pause. Pause on life real quick and check in with your partner, all right? Otherwise, you're going to be talking to us for a Second Date Update on the 10s. We got a brand new one tomorrow morning, 8:10 on your throwback station, Hot 969.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.